every day I'm shoveling.
98.7 The Peak.
Hi there, this is Steve Douglas. I'm the content manager, 98.7 The Peak. Well, nearly 10 years ago, on May 28, 2004, 98.7 The Peak was born. It was kind of an accident, really. If you've been around long enough, you might know its predecessor, K-Lite 98.7. Well, the management team at the time wanted desperately to change the name of that radio station to reflect something a little hipper than the stodgy K-Lite moniker. And the owners had agreed and decided to do a full market study. Not just what to call the radio station, but they also wanted to know what people in the Valley wanted to hear musically. At the time, radio stations played it pretty safe formatically. They either played oldies or pop or classic rock or new rock or soft rock or country. Well, what we found is people were pretty much okay with one radio station playing all of that and more. And they liked the name The Peak. The logo of The Peak, or Nike swoosh, if you will, is actually the outline of Piestewa or Squaw Peak. The Peak became not only the first radio station of its kind in the Valley, it was the first of its kind in the country. We had a non-corporate approach. We poked fun at radio. We had fun. We decided that such an unusual radio station needed unique voices as well. We found a voiceover demo from actor John O'Hurley, who played the wonderfully aloof Mr. Peterman character in the Seinfeld TV show. O'Hurley had never done radio voice work until then, and he loved being Mr. Peekerman, our signature voice. And you, the listeners, were Peekerheads. We also stumbled on another fun fact that stayed with us through the years, because we played so much music from so many eras and genres, we didn't have to repeat a song all day. We didn't set out to be the no-repeat station. That one happened by accident, too. Well, sadly, like Mr. Peterman and Seinfeld, some pretty cool things must come to an end, and today is that day for 98.7 The Peak. Over the years, many people have made contributions to The Peak's success, managers like Marv Nyren, Eric Kellum, Scott Sutherland, Ryan Hatch. The Peak's original program director, Joel Gray, was instrumental in the launch of The Peak. There were program directors before me like Phil Manning and Jules Riley. We had an awesome air staff, Monica Nelson, Mark Devine, Sean Fills, Minnie Salas, Russ Egan, Scott Drake, Scott Kramer, Rob Olson, and Mary Stoddard, and before them, people like Mary Riley, Heather Larson, John Clay, Paul Horton, Johnny Medrano, Robbie J., Freddie Colon, Tracy Lee, Jay Allen, John Janicek, Charles Danko. I'm proud to say I've had a hand in every single song that made it into our vast library and on the air. I was the first voice on 98.7 The Peak that Friday afternoon in May of 2004. And I'll be the last voice on 98.7 The Peak today. Thank you for coming along on this ride with me. It was a blast.
Chase is proud to help businesses across the country, from KC Highlights to yours, so you can do more than succeed, so you can thrive. Chase is ready with limited-time financing offers to help you expand, hire, or manage cash flow. Watch Michael's story and find out how at chase.com/mainstreet/Arizona. Chase, so you can.
All subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Ready for a real New Year's resolution? Run in the Reebok Spartan Race February 8th and 9th at McDowell Mountain Regional Park and challenge yourself in the best obstacle course in the world, the Reebok Spartan Race. First 20 listeners to use promo code KZZP. Save $15. Get started at SpartanRace.com.
KTAR-AM and KPKX-FM Phoenix. Arizona Sports. Now. On 98.7 FM. Local sports, insight, and opinion. With Arizona's biggest sports personalities, players, and decision makers. Touchdown. Dunks. Homers. Slap shots. This is where the cards
stand and applaud. because this defense is balling.
D-backs.
Drive to left. At the wall. It's gone. A home run for Goldsmith.
Suns.
Bounce it back to Bledsoe. Three-pointer. Suzanne.
Coyotes.
Saved by Luongo. Left side one-timer. Don't score!
And Devils play.
Defense to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown Devils. D.J. Foster.
It's all here. And now, it's everywhere. On your desktop at ArizonaSports.com. On your phone with a new Arizona Sports app for Android and iPhone. Join the sports conversation on Facebook. Follow Arizona Sports on Twitter for breaking sports news and live tweets during the game. 620 on your radio. And Arizona Sports is now on 98.7 FM.
Good morning. You will always be able to say you were there and you were listening for the first time in the history of Arizona Sports, now on 98.7 FM. To the longtime listeners of Doug and Wolf in the Morning, thank you very much for your loyalty that drove us to the point of having an FM station. For those of you that have never listened to Doug and Wolf in the Morning and you're hearing us for the first time, let us introduce ourselves. Ron Wolfley spent 10 years with the Arizona Cardinals for the most part, also spent some time with the Cleveland Browns and the St. Louis Rams. My name is Doug Franz, and I'm just the cheeseball media guy that hitches his entire cart to Ron Wolfley for my survival.
Man, what a momentous day. Good afternoon, Basinone. Right, or good morning in this case right now. You know what, this is really a different feeling, right? It's kind of a weird feeling, Douglas, knowing that we're simulcasting on the AM, simulcasting on the FM here, Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Just got a weird feeling, doesn't it, right now, Douglas? Just knowing that we're introducing ourselves to some people that, I don't know, have never heard us on the FM dial, and now here we are, and we're doing our show. Doug, please go.
Well, there's two ways we can do this. We can kind of ease our way in, talk real quietly, try not to shock the guy in the dentist's office right now that has no idea what's going on, or we can decide to just hit people in the head immediately with everything that we've got and kind of introduce you to the show. And I think the signature way for you to understand who Doug and Wolf are, or as in the show, is to meet Ron Wolfley right now.
Oh,